Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Michigan Literary Network Radio. Sorry I'm a little late. I had a few technical difficulties, but they didn't last. And I'm so glad about this. This is Wednesday, March 8th for Michigan Literary Network Radio. I am Andrea Daniel. And today my guest is Chuck Sambuccino from Writer's Digest and the Literary Guide to Agents. Chuck, along with others, will be leading and teaching at the upcoming 2017 Michigan Writing Workshop, and we're going to find out all the details about this workshop right after this quick break.
You're listening to the Michigan Literary Network radio show hosted by Motown Writers Network. Thank you for joining us. Motown Writers connects writers to their literary goals and readers to Michigan authors. For writers, we have workshops, conferences, networking opportunities, marketing, and promotions, plus resources available online and offline. We invite writers of all stages to our free writers discussions meetings held every second Saturday except in November at the Barnes & Nobles on Wayne State University campus from 10 a.m. to noon. For readers, we provide literary entertainment, book news, and giveaways online and offline. Check out our website for more information at MotownWriters.com. The Michigan Literary Network and Motown Writers annual events offline include the Essence of Motown Literary Conference and Jam, held every second Saturday in November. Also, our literary meet and greet is held in August of every year. Along with that, we have a book club mix and mingle in October. At these events, we invite readers and writers to come together to celebrate the written word, and at most events, they are free to readers. If you're interested in being a guest on our radio show, advertising with us, or promoting your literary project or service, please visit us at MotownWriters.com and click on our contact page for more information. If you're interested in hosting your own show with the Michigan Literary Network, please submit your show proposals to MotownWriters@Yahoo.com. Please share our information with other readers and writers, and we hope you help us continue to strengthen the literary network in Michigan and increase literacy in the Metro Detroit community. For more information, please visit our website at www.michiganliterarynetwork.com.
And you're tuned in to Michigan Literary Network Radio for March 8th, 2017. My guest today is Chuck Sambuccino from Writer's Digest and the Literary Guide to Agents. Chuck, along with others, will be leading and teaching at the upcoming 2017 Michigan Writing Workshop. And I want to welcome Chuck Sambuccino to Michigan Literary Network Radio. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You are so welcome, so welcome. Thank you for calling in right on time. I again apologize for being a little bit late. I had some technical difficulties, but we got it all worked out, and here we are. So coming up, the writing workshop is here in Michigan on March 25th, and I know you held the workshop here in Michigan maybe a couple of years ago. How often is the workshop held, and is it a traveling workshop?
Well, the workshops here and there are actually run by a coordinator, Jessica Bell, and she plans them kind of when she can assemble a good crew of agents, editors, and speakers. So that's why they're not really scheduled or recurring. And you're right, I think the first time she ever planned one there and I got to speak at that one was in fall 15, so it's been a year and a half. And it's not really a traveling workshop in the sense that they're just – they're here and there. Sometimes I get asked to speak and present at writers' conferences, including hers, and sometimes, you know, I don't. And so anytime I get a chance to speak to writers, including this this March 25th event in Novi, I jump at the chance.
Great. Yeah, I understand how it can go, just being able to schedule the right group just when you can get them together. What do attendees have to look forward to for that day on March 25th?
Well, the Michigan Writing Workshop on March 25th is basically geared toward people who want to get their books published. It's not necessarily going to help you with magazines or screenplays or poetry, but if you have a nonfiction book or a children's book or any kind of novel, that is exactly what the conference is focusing on. And it's just one day of sessions, and at any given time, there's three different classes going on, so you can check the schedule, mm-hmm. and you can see what kind of classes appeal to you and the ones you want to attend. And there's very general ones on writing and publishing, craft, getting an agent, self-publishing, and then there's very specific ones like how to write picture books or how to write memoir, how to write romance, and so forth. So there's all kinds of sessions every day. And then optionally, there are attending agents and editors that are here taking one-on-one pitches if you want to pitch your book to different publishers or different attending literary agents, some of which are local, many of which have come from out of town, such as New York, and they're coming in, and that is a great opportunity. And finally, there are critiques. If you want to get your work critique as an add-on thing, totally optional, you can get your manuscript pages critiqued or your query letter critiqued. So it's a very simple day, and I think that's what people like about the workshop. Last time and this time is that the simplicity of it. It's not a weekend. It's just one day. There aren't a whole bunch of moving parts. You know, there's just one day of classes. If you want to meet with agents, then there's great. If you want to get a critique, great. But we start at 9 and we're done by 5.
Right. Let's go back to the critique part, Chuck, because you mentioned that you can get your novel critiqued or you can get your query letter critiqued. So it's a broad range of whatever somebody needs to have critiqued, they can come in and get that done.
Yes and no. There's different – the website, which is just – what you think it is, the website is just michiganwritingworkshop.com. If you Google those words, it should come up, michiganwritingworkshop.com. And you go to critique options, you will see that there's different people who are critiquing different things. It's not the whole spectrum. Like, for example, we do not have someone critiquing picture books, but we do have a bunch of people critiquing different genres and different areas. And you can check it out and see if that's for you. But absolutely – and I mean, critiques are nothing new. It's just an opportunity because some people out there are writing alone. They don't necessarily have a good community, which I know you're trying to build in Michigan. So absolutely, if you're listening to this, get involved with the Michigan writing community, Andrea. But if you don't and you're looking for a professional opinion, this is just an opportunity to get that.
Okay, very good. Yes, it's good. It is important to be within a community because writing is such a solitary craft. And so the opportunity to get with like-minded people is really helpful, and it's a good thing to do. And writing workshops are real vital to a writer's profession. So what are you teaching in the workshop? What's your area of teaching?
Well, I love to teach. So whenever I go to a conference, and if anyone's ever been to a conference I've been at, I say you got to use me as much as possible. I don't like downtime. So I think I'm teaching five speeches over the five blocks. I'll be teaching all the time. First, I think I'm teaching publishing options today, which is just a basic overview of the differences between traditional publishing and self-publishing, the upsides to both, the downsides to both avenues, trying to help people understand what would be best for them on a specific project. For the second class, I'm teaching everything you need to know about getting a literary agent. So I talk about queries, pitching, and submissions, and how to research agents and protect yourself and so forth. In the third session, I'm teaching straight up on nonfiction. So that's for people who are writing nonfiction and trying to write a book proposal. That's a small little intensive group. So the fourth session, I believe I'm teaching a speech on just good writing practices that will help your career. Very general, helpful session. And then the fifth speech is all about platform and author blogging and social media and how to market yourself and your work.
Wow, you are covering a whole lot of things, but they're all so necessary to know about. And I want to, I'm going to come back to that that little bit in a few minutes because I want to stay on track about, you know, specific to the workshop. But who is this workshop for? I know you said it's for those who want to publish their book, but is it for somebody at any stage in the publishing process? I mean, should they have a manuscript already done?
Well, that's a great question. I would say the first thing you need to understand is if you consider yourself an advanced writer, if you already have a literary agent, if you already have a traditionally published book deal, this would not be for you. So that's serious writers do. I don't mean serious. I mean advanced and accomplished writers do not really need to attend. It's the intermediate level and the beginning level writers that it speaks to, because people come to writing conferences, including this one, for two reasons. They either come to learn or they come to pitch their book or both. And so if you're beginning and people will say, oh, I don't have a book to pitch, so come. And of course, yes, it's wonderful, a very good, helpful instruction taught by publishing professionals. And at the same time, you get the sense that some people come and they're not even really that interested in the classes. They come to meet with the people who are coming in from out of town that can buy their book, that can help, you know, take their, represent their book if they're an agent. So either reason is a great reason to come. People will come for either reason or sometimes both.
Okay, that is really good to know. So you can come to learn, you can come to pitch your book, either or. And that's a good thing to know, that so that if people aren't necessarily interested in the classes, they still can take advantage of meeting with the professionals. And tell us about those professionals. Who's going to be there? Who will they meet?
Well, it's a variety of literary agents that are actively seeking writers and clients now. And also, I believe at least one editor will be there. And a lot of editors do not take pitches directly from writers, but some do. Mm-hmm. And those that do can attend conferences and, much like an agent, sit down with writers for 10 minutes and say, tell me about your book, tell me about yourself. I'll tell you if I'm interested. And if I'm interested, you can send work. But the truth is there's about 13 or 14 literary agents, and they're from a variety of agencies all over the country. Like I said, a lot of New York, some in Michigan, some Chicago, and so forth and so on. And they're all just kind of congregating together for one day to meet with Michigan's community. And, you know, it's always just nice to see when these in-person meetings and pitch sessions work. I was recently asked to speak at a similar workshop down in Birmingham, Alabama. And it's great because Birmingham is a place that doesn't get a whole lot of attention. You go down there and the small community comes together. And within 2 weeks after the workshop happened, I got notes from two different writers who attended the workshop saying they had already secured agent representation from an agent that they pitched at the Birmingham workshop. And it was just great to hear, because that happened within weeks, and we could have more success stories. That's only one workshop. And these were bigger, and these big agents. And these are agents that are selling a lot of books. And one came down from, you know, he has an apartment in Manhattan. He came down to Birmingham. I almost kind of asked him, like, well, what made you say yes to this workshop so far out of the way? And he said to me, you never know where the next great writer is sitting. Like, you never know where. And so he said, you have to look everywhere. And that's one of the reasons why you have agents coming in from Denver and from Manhattan and from – where else are they traveling in from? From Cincinnati, where I live. They're all kind of coming together hoping they can find great writers hiding out in the Michigan community.
And that's a wonderful thing that you all have assembled – professionals who are actually on the hunt. They want to find the writers. They want to find their next author.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yes. That's the main reason that they're coming is just to find a writer and to fall in love with the writing and you know, represent them.
And I just have to say that my guest today is Chuck Sambuccino from Writer's Digest and A Literary Guide to Agents. And Chuck, along with others, will be leading the upcoming 2017 Michigan Writing Workshop. So, Chuck, what do you look forward to with this workshop? I know you did mention, you know, just a few minutes ago that you like to see people sitting down and talking with the professionals. But what else do you look forward to with this workshop?
Well, I'll answer that in just 1 second. But just to clarify for anybody listening, I was an editor with Writer's Digest for 11 years, but I parted ways with WD in January. So I'm actually on my own as a freelancer now. So, everyone knows me as Writer's Digest and all like that. I just don't want to say there's no confusion. Like, I'm out on my own as a freelancer now. So I'm still doing the same things. I'm still editing for people. I'm still blogging here and there. I'm still speaking at conferences and instructing and doing coaching. It's just not under the WD banner. Just to be clear. And the long time book that I was editing for a while was called The Guide to Literary Agents. And the most recent edition is the 2017 guide. So to answer your question, what do I look forward to at a conference? And I look forward to it all. First of all, living in Cincinnati myself, I don't get to see agents in person like I would if I were living in New York. So if I go to a conference in Detroit or in New York or in Los Angeles or in Houston, Texas, you come face-to-face with agents and you get to talk with them. You get to meet them. You get to ask them questions like, what are you selling? What do you think of the state of the industry? You know, what's exciting to you? What's challenging to you? Do you know anybody who's actively looking for clients? And I ask them these questions, and it helps me get to know more people in the publishing field. But also, just meeting writers is great. Most writers are extraordinarily nice, and they have very simple questions. They just want to get the simple questions answered. And a lot of them are very appreciative that you're there teaching, and they'll thank you, and they'll say, like, you know, I've read your stuff, and I thank you for helping me, and you know, I'd like to email you a question, and I'll say, yeah, that's no problem. So the writers are you just see all the appreciation in their face for you know, answering their questions and teaching them and trying to help them on their journey. And also just meeting the other publishing professionals is a thrill. It's great to meet people in person.
Yeah. And I first want to thank you for clarifying your relationship, your now relationship with Writer's Digest and the guide that you edited, because I think initially when you contacted me about the upcoming workshop, you were still with the Writer's Digest. So since that time and now, things have changed. So I just want to offer you congratulations for, you know, you moving on to your next level as a freelancer, which is good.
Yeah, that's exciting. And I'm still basically, people ask me, like, is your life simpler or harder? Is it different? And my answer is I'm doing basically the exact same thing, which is essentially helping writers, except now I just get up at 10 a.m. instead of getting up at 8 a.m. So that's my only difference. I don't set an alarm clock in the morning. And that is quite wonderful.
Right. Setting your own schedule as a freelancer, it's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely.
And you may have answered this question already, but you may have a little bit more you want to add, but what will attendees be able to do or do better when they leave the workshop?
Big things and specific things. Remember that the big sessions at the writers' conference, such as this one, is that we'll talk to you about, you know, should you pursue self-publishing for your project or should you pursue traditional publishing? So we'll help you pinpoint kind of where you want to go. A lot of people are there seeking agents and book deals, traditional publishing, so we help them kind of understand how to pitch their work better, how to research agents and find more markets and opportunities, how to build up their own social media and their platform and stuff like that so they can become more attractive. And also, something else that writers get out of it that I don't see, but I know what's happening, is not only are writers there to learn, and not only are writers come to a conference such as the Michigan Writing Workshop to schmooze with professionals, they also come to meet each other. Because like you said, writing is a solitary endeavor, and so they come together to meet each other in a place, and then over lunch they just start to talk, and they say, oh, you're writing fantasy? I'm writing fantasy. Mm. Where do you live? Well, you know, would you be willing to swap manuscripts and critique each other's work? These opportunities, these big conferences, this one's going to have somewhere between 250 and 300 people, probably close to 300 people, because I think there's already 250 people confirmed. So it's quite big, but it's still taking registrations, and some agents are sold out, but some agents are still taking pitch appointments, if anyone's curious. And this is where you can meet your writing friends for life, and these are going to be the people who critique your work for free, and you critique their work, and you get better by critiquing other people's work, because once you put that objective, critical eye to someone else's work, it's easier to take that same objective, critical viewpoint to your own work.
That is so important. Yes, thank you for that. And so you you mentioned that it's 9 to 5. It's on March 25th. Where is it?
Saturday.
How can people register? Is there a deadline? You know, give us all those logistical details.
Okay. Well, it's called the Michigan Writing Workshop. It's on Saturday, March 25th, from 9 to 5, and it's at the Baronet, which is a hotel in Novi, Michigan. That is a suburb that I believe is northwest of Detroit, very close to Livonia, and it just is kind of a nice central area of the suburbs. And also, if you're in Ann Arbor, that's not a back drive at all. It's like 35 or 40 minutes. And the way to sign up is basically just go to the website, which is MichiganWritingWorkshop.com. And if you, like I said, if you Google Michigan Writing Workshop, it'll come up. And check it out. Everything's on the website. All the classes are there. All the agents are there. It'll show you who's sold out and who's not. It will say if you want to register, these are the steps. Now, but you bring up a good point. Is there a deadline? And the answer is the website will answer that too, because one of two things will happen. Either the entire workshop will completely sell out, at which point there will be a big – it will say all over the website that it's sold out, like you can't miss it. And if you don't see that, of course, means we're still taking registrations. But if you don't see that, that means they are still taking registrations, and typically you can even register the day of. Some people just show up and they say, I'm not registered. I brought a check. I brought a cash. Can I register at the door? And the answer is yes, absolutely. And so, but you know, it's better to plan in advance and tell them that in advance you'd be there so they can make you a name badge and so forth. But yes, there really is no deadline. For as long as the remaining 75 seats or so are open, they'll be taking people all the way through March 25th.
Ah, good. That is good to know. I've got a few minutes before I have to sign off, but the one thing I want to touch on while we're here, and I know you're not going to go into it fully because you want to get into the workshop, but this the aspect of pursuing, should someone pursue self-publishing or should they pursue traditional publishing? How do you help someone figure out which route to take?
Okay. Well, there's a lot that goes into that, but in the 3 or 4 minutes you got, I can throw out some things. First of all, time is important because traditional publishing moves so slow. It takes time to find an agent. It takes time for an agent to pitch that book to an editor in a publishing house. And then once they buy it, the quickest it typically comes out is 1 year later. So the process can take anywhere from a year and a half to 2.5 years before your book is out. If you want your book out soon, now, just because you don't want to wait or maybe because you have a job, a speaking tour coming up, then it kind of points you more towards self-publishing. And also some people, they write these books that are more personal, more for themselves. Somebody might come up and say, I found my father's old World War II letters that he wrote to my mother. They're so beautiful. And for these things, I would say, listen, that feels like it's more for you, your family, the friends of your family. That kind of pushes you more towards self-publishing. And if you don't have time to market and create your own website and build your platform and be setting up your own events and doing anything and be calling bookstores and libraries and saying, hey, do you want to carry my book? All that kind of stuff is stuff that if you are self-published, you will have to take on should you want to try those tasks. Versus traditional publishing, all those tasks are taken on for you. But in traditional publishing, a lot is taken on for you, but the downside is that you split the money in a lot of ways. Basically, when self-publishing, you're doing everything, but you're getting almost all the money except for a kickback to the place such as Amazon, which will help you sell the book through it. But with traditional publishing, you're getting a lot less money. So time has to do with it. How much work do you want to do? How much time do you have to devote? Project to project can be different. Just because you get a book traditionally published through Random House or Disney Hyperion, does that mean that you can never self-publish a book? And the answer is yes, you can self-publish a book. It's just project to project can be different. And I know more oftentimes what you see is people who have self-published a book or two, and then they want to pursue an agent for a new book. And can you do that? The answer is absolutely. Absolutely, you can do that.
Okay, wonderful. I love the way you put it. You put it so plain so people can understand and really cue in on, what's best for them. So that's wonderful. So that is just a touch of what, a taste of what people will get at the Michigan Writing Workshop on March 25th with Chuck Sambuccino and others. And Chuck, our time is up, but I want to thank you so much for reaching out to me and agreeing to be on the show today. I really appreciate you being here.
Oh, well, I appreciate this, and I'm just in the Michigan writing community, thank you for supporting the workshop and hope to see some of you on March 25th at the hotel in Novi.
Absolutely. You are so welcome. So thank you, and you have a good rest of your night.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And that is it for Michigan Literary Network Radio today. Thank you again to Chuck Sambuccino for being my guest today. If anyone is interested in attending the Michigan Writing Workshop, visit MichiganWriting.com. www.michiganliteraryworkshop.com and get yourself registered and show up on March 25th. And remember to stay connected with Michigan's literary community through the Michigan Literary Network and Motown Writers Network at www.motownwriters.com. And you can find us on Facebook. And be sure to tune in to Michigan Literary Network Radio on blogtalkradio.com next Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. to hear more literary good stuff with my guest, Marvin Thompson Jr., who will be talking about his upcoming production, Two Chairs. This has been Andrea Daniel for Michigan Literary Network Radio. Thank you all out there so much for listening in. I appreciate you so much, and I want you to have a good rest of your day and live a good story. And if you are so inclined, write about it. Good night.